Just when it seems things couldn't get much worse for the airlines, they are being squeezed again, this time by higher fuel prices. Oil is now above $40 a barrel. The airline industry is estimating that will translate into an additional $6 billion in fuel costs this year, at a time when roughly a third of the industry is either in bankruptcy or teetering on the brink. Jack Spear has more.
To find a time when the airline industry was in worse shape, you would have to go back to the weeks after September 11th. And even then, the financial picture for many of the nation's airlines might not be as dark as it is right now. Philip Bagley is an airline credit analyst with Standard & Poor's.
The airline industry is clearly in the worst shape ever. One often hears analysts talking about tough times for the industry and so forth, but this one is far worse than anything we've seen before.
Even the successful discount airlines are being squeezed by higher fuel costs, but much of the pain is being felt by the older, established airlines, many of which were already struggling. United, the nation's second largest airline, remains mired in bankruptcy and has said it wants to terminate its employee pension fund in order to obtain needed cash. Bagley recently lowered credit ratings for several other airlines, among them Delta and U.S. Airways. Chris Chimes is Senior VP of Corporate Affairs for U.S. Airways. He says what's taking place now is in some ways an all-too-familiar process.
We're seeing happen in the airline business what's happened in steel and railroads and textiles and lots of other mature industries. And so if we don't change and become part of the new industry paradigm, we'll go the way of a lot of other legacy businesses.
U.S. Airways is focusing on becoming more of a regional airline. It recently cut flights in Pittsburgh and has said it plans to open a mini hub in Fort Lauderdale to focus on the Caribbean. Changes are also in the works at Delta, including new lower fares. Delta spokesman Anthony Black says it follows the realization that the older, established airlines can either adapt to the new environment or die.
We need to be able to change as the market conditions changed. When 9/11 came, you know, we had to respond to that, and it's difficult because a lot of us aren't able to respond on a dime. The low-cost carriers have been able to do that. We've got to learn that we've got to use our flexibility in our workplace to be able to do that on a more regular basis as the environment dictates.
At Washington's Reagan National Airport, travelers seem largely unconcerned with the industry's latest woes. 27-year-old Sarah Greenfield was boarding a flight to New York. She says for her, ticket prices remain the primary issue.
I've heard they're facing financial troubles and I guess probably higher costs since September 11th.
Does it influence who you fly with by what you've heard, or what influences who?
No, I generally search for the cheapest ticket or the most convenient times.
And that sentiment was echoed by other air travelers, though some, like 52-year-old James Lacey, a retired businessman bound for Indianapolis, admit to being bothered by the current state of the industry.
I do have concerns about getting someplace and being able to get back. Will there be a strike? Will there be a stop work order? All those are issues, yes.
And others say they believe at least some of the industry's problems are self-inflicted. 46-year-old businessman Jack Miller was bound for Huntsville, Alabama. He says he finds it hard to believe with air travel picking back up again, the airlines can still be losing money.
I'll be honest with you, I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, look around this airport, go to the gates and look at how many people are traveling. There's too much money going out the door somewhere because there's a whole bunch coming in.
But for much of the airline industry, losses are mounting. Delta, with outstanding debt estimated at $20 billion, says it expects higher oil prices will cost it an additional $650 million this year. U.S. Airways, which emerged from bankruptcy protection last year, faces the very real prospect of a second bankruptcy filing. The airline is seeking a third round of concessions from its employees. Virtually all of the legacy airlines have said without further cost cutting, along with additional concessions from labor, they will likely not survive. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.